From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to Mike.
This spending's interesting, isn't it? I gave the American numbers, but this experiential thing seems to be real, doesn't it? You know, people would rather spend their money on experiences, and Airbnb's part of that package, I guess.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the investors were certainly checking into them on Friday. So shares up 14%. That was their best day ever, although they've only been listed since 2020. So yeah, people after experiences, they saw our revenues up 12%, $2.48 billion for the quarter, full-year revenues, $12 billion. That's a record. And they actually also swung to a profit as well, so almost $500 million there. And they lost about $350 million a year ago. Gross bookings, $17.6 billion, and 111 million nights and experiences were booked on the platform, so that was up 12%. And they've just been listening to users, Mike, so they made over 500 new features and upgrades. They've done things like verifying listings, highlighting the top 10% favourite guest experiences, and then removed around about 100,000 low quality listings. So they're certainly doing well. Looking to invest a further $200 to $250 million in the business, and they can certainly do that. Free cash flow last year, $4.5 billion. So they want to be the Amazon of vacation, so it looks like they're heading on the right track. They reckon they get revenue for the current quarter of around about $2.25 billion. But hey, Mike, it's not all about the money. They're also doing their bit socially. So obviously, had those terrible wildfires in LA. Their non-profit arm housed almost 20,000 people, over 2,000 pets, and received $27 million in donations, including $18 million from its founders. So yeah, doing well and also doing good.
Nice, I like it. And then you get to luxury, or in this case, ultra-luxury. Ultra-luxury seems to be working, or is it just Hermes that's working?
Yes, it's the way to go, isn't it? The company reported an 18% surge in fourth quarter sales, and that was ahead of expectations around about 10%. So yeah, they're a luxury goods maker. They make those Birkin bags. They go for $20,000 US+. In fact, you should get one for $100,000 if you want one with crocodile skin there, Mike. But wealthy consumers, they don't seem to be put off by the price. Their sales for the fourth quarter, €3.96 billion. And where's doing particularly well? America and Japan, both up 22%. So that's pretty staggering. But yeah, I guess the key point is that they actually continued to outshine their rivals. So you look at LVMH, they actually said sales growth was going backwards. Luxury goods sales last year down 2%. So you had China being sluggish and global inflation and the like. And I think part of it, Mike, is keeping their aura through exclusivity. So they limit their production each year to 6 to 7%, and they reckon things won't change with tariffs. In fact, they said they're going to probably put up prices, and they probably, by the looks of these results, they won't have any trouble there. They're already looking to put up prices 6 to 7%, and yeah, regardless of what happens with Trump and the like, they're going to keep France churning out leather, Switzerland for watches, Italy for shoes. So yeah, shares edged higher. They're actually taking the market cap to over €300 billion. So they're actually closing in on LVMH, which has 200,000 people on its headcount. So that's 10 times more. So yeah, they could soon have in the bag the title of Europe's most valuable company.
Fantastic. And the reason we can't afford Birkins is, of course, because the price of food's gone through the roof. What happened there?
Oh my God, it's pretty incredible. So inflation generally going down, but yeah, not so food. So up 1.9% in January. That's the largest monthly rise since July 2022. It's a bit across the board as well. So 65% of the items in a food basket were more expensive. And in fact, 20% increased in price by 5% or more. So I suppose you could say the currency is probably playing a bit here, but yeah, quite incredible. So grocery food, 3% higher. So we're not imagining those sort of higher grocery bills each week. Milk, 16% higher than a year ago. 500 grams of butter, that's 52% higher, $6.79. And you look, not such a happy Valentine's Day for chocolate lovers. The average price of a 250 gram was $5.72, compared with $4.90 a year ago. Of course, part of that is cocoa prices. They've been on a tear, so growing conditions have been adverse in West Africa and the like. But yeah, other stuff is going up as well. Fruit and veggies up 2.8%. Broccoli, Mike, 58% higher, $10.25 a kg. Alcohol and tobacco, that's going up as normal. But and outside of food, other things are going up as well. So at the pump, petrol prices up 4%, diesel up almost 6%. But I suppose the main bit of good news was on airfares. So internationally, they fell almost 12%. Domestic down 1.3. But yeah, it's under pressure, but in terms of the food prices for sure. So yeah, perhaps a weaker dollar as part of it. Fortunately, we have got the RBNZ this week, and generally inflation, I won't say it might, but inflation is playing ball. And actually, we've actually also quickly had some good news on the economy as well. The manufacturing sector expanded for the first time in 23 months. Yippee.
It's like it's back. It was like we were never in recession. Now, what are the numbers?
So the Dow was slipped slightly on Friday, down 0.4% to 44,546. S&P 500, that was flat. NASDAQ up 0.4%. FTSE 100 down 0.4%. Nikkei down 0.8%. Hong Kong, tech stocks on fire. Alibaba with that partnership with Apple. Hang Seng was up 3.7%. ASX 200 up 0.2%, 8555. That's a record. NZX 50, investors feeling the love on Friday, up 0.64%, 12989. Commodity markets, gold down $45, 2,900 an ounce. Oil down 55 cents, 70.74. Currency markets against the US, we're 57.3. We're up almost 1%. $8.45.5 higher as well. 90.2 against sterling, that was up. And 87.3 against the yen, that was up as well. So this week, Mike, lots going on. US retail sales, we've got the RBA rate decision. We've got the world's largest miner, BHP. We've got the world's largest retailer, Walmart. They're reporting back home. We've got lots of results. We've got 17, in fact, including A2, Contact, Fletcher's. We've got services PMI. We've got trade data. But yes, the big one, the OCR. Yeah, what are we going to get? Hopefully at least 0.5%, but let's see.
Good on you, mate. Go well. Catch up soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.